Hello, everybody, and welcome again to another episode of Great Minds Drink Alike. Grandma is joining us via the telephone, aren't you, Grandma?
Yes, I am.
She
It's
cannot leave.
It's a new challenge.
She cannot leave the house.
Right. With this coronavirus, it's got everybody crazy.
Well, it's a little crazy. How are you feeling, Grandma? How's your quarantine going?
I'm not happy, but I'm okay. I got food. I take my walks. I'm outside in the fresh air, but, I'm not happy about it. I mean, I went to get my nails done a couple of days ago because they said, you have to come in now because you're closed for 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah. I mean, my nails are totally shredded. I peeled off my gels. I'm not going. Well, first of all, I'm afraid to go to the nail salon. That's the first thing. That is not happening. It is not safe.
Right.
Second.
So we're not going to be beautiful anymore.
No. Second. Now they're not even open.
No, they closed.
It's crazy.
And everything's closed over here. It feels like, I feel like I'm in Dead Valley when I went walking yesterday. There wasn't a dog. There wasn't a person. There wasn't a car going.
Oh, I've been seeing a lot of dogs, actually. That's weird.
Nope, not here. Everything is like, oh, everyone's afraid of whatever.
I've been seeing a lot of people just out enjoying the day, walking their dogs.
Oh, I want to be where you are then.
I'm right down the block from you.
Because I see nothing. I don't even see the mailman.
The mailman's working.
Oh, yeah, I know. But I mean, usually I used to see him a little bit. Now I haven't seen him lately. I'm only kidding. But it's been a challenge. I wonder when it's gonna stop. Nobody knows.
Literally, there's no way to tell. Like, just for reference, we are recording this on Wednesday, March 18th, and I will release this on Friday, March 20th, and things might be like totally different then. So for now, we can still leave the house. And who knows what life will be like on Friday.
I hope we don't have a curfew. That'll be really funny.
That just seems like
well, they have a curfew in Jersey, I think, 8 o'clock.
Really? Well, I did see this morning that the mayor of Hoboken was saying that they're in Hoboken. They're not allowed to leave the house.
At all, or at
no, they're recommending that nobody leave the house, and they're going to softly enforce the laws, meaning like they won't arrest you, but like they'll tell you to go back inside.
Go directly to jail. You do not collect $200.
No, it doesn't even make any sense because people who live in Hoboken work in New York, so
they're trying.
Not the same in New York. It's all just messed up. People need to start talking.
Well, and
the mayors
often,
need to come together.
Right. Well, are they working from home like everyone else? I mean, a lot of people are working from home. They're not going into work.
Yes. A lot of people are able to work from home these days, which is good. So a lot of people are working from home. So that's good.
But you're still okay. You're still working.
Yeah, you know, it's safer to be at my job, apparently, because you're not supposed to be in groups more than five, and there's five people in my family, plus Olivia's friends who are constantly coming over, so there's, like, seven people at my house at all times, including the dog.
Okay.
And here, there's only, like, maybe three people tops in this office at most times, so apparently I'm safer to be at work.
All right, that's okay. All right. You mean you didn't want to do it in the studio because I shouldn't leave the house? Is that it?
Yes, you're old, Grandma. You're not allowed to leave the house.
Oh, my goodness, heaven help me. Well, hopefully after this virus, I'll be older.
Well, obviously, because you're getting older every day.
Every day. I don't know. Like I say, they said first in April, 2 weeks. You know, everything's closed. Mommy's not working anymore. Macy's well, is closed.
Yeah, they...
Everything is closed. The malls are closed. I for 2 weeks. Now, in 2 weeks, is a miracle going
to
happen?
Well, that's the craziest thing, that they just decided to close the mall. Like, the mall doesn't need to stay open. And they're like, you could still come work at Macy's, like, touch all the things that all the people are touching. And then they're like, well, I guess we'll close Macy's.
Right. Well, they closed all the malls now.
Yeah. So that's
and
good.
The supermarkets, they have certain hours people can shop. I don't know. Hopefully they're trying to get a hold on it, and hopefully they get it under control. That's
yes.
all we can hope for. Because it can't go on forever like this. People in the house.
Well,
they'll be shooting each other.
I know. Well, you know, I was in Pennsylvania over the weekend. And
okay, what happened?
Things are much different there. I mean, there's still... Like, people were acting erratic, a little bit erratic at the grocery store. But we got up there, Louie and I, on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to the store on the way up, the grocery store, like, on the way there in northern Jersey. And nobody was, like, wearing gloves. Like, nobody was wiping down the grocery carts. Louie put gloves on. He was wearing his gloves, picking stuff out at the grocery store. Like, I wasn't allowed to touch anything. Like, he only had one pair of gloves, so I just stood there and it's like, want that apple, want that bread. So it was good. But nobody else had gloves or anything. It was like people were acting normal. It wasn't crowded. There was toilet paper. So that was Friday.
Wow.
Yeah. There was toilet paper. We should have grabbed more, but, you know.
I think there's a limit how many you can buy.
Yeah,
over
but
here,
not...
Over here, there's a limit to how much you can buy.
At the time, which was Friday, which was, like, 5 days ago.
Right.
There was plenty of toilet paper in this particular grocery store in northern Jersey.
Oh, okay.
And then the next day, we decided to go to this brewery near the house. And we go, and they're having their St. Patrick's Day party. Like, it's packed. And everybody's in green, drinking green beer, like, living life, like, close talking, like, nobody was afraid.
Nobody worried?
No, nobody was worried. We were, like, literally the only people that might have been thinking about this being a problem, but... We stayed for a little while. No, apparently nobody's listening to the news. But it's not there at the time. Like, I looked it up.
Right.
And there weren't that many cases in Pennsylvania. And it's just, like, a much less populated area than Long Island. So...
Oh, okay.
The concern was down.
Okay. Well, maybe we all better all move to Pennsylvania while we get a chance.
But then, the next day... We decided to go to the grocery store in Pennsylvania to bring stuff back here because if you don't have to, why would you want to deal with the grocery stores on Long Island right now? So we go and it's pretty calm. So we're like, okay, this is fine. Like, nobody's wearing gloves again. I'm like, weird, but okay. But no toilet paper. No paper towels. There was like a whole row that was empty with one package of napkins.
What is the thing with the paper towels and the toilet paper? I don't get it.
People are like, they're acting insane. They're buying all the toilet paper. They're like planning for to not be able to leave the house.
But toilet
paper wouldn't be my first concern. Like, my first concern would be, like, canned goods so, like, I can eat and I don't have to kill my dog to feed myself. How I'm going to clean myself because there's leaves. There's newspapers that from, like, 1996 in my house that my father's... saving for some reason that I'll just, you know, use in case of an emergency. Like, there's, I don't know. It's fine.
I don't think you have to worry. I just don't get everybody going crazy with the toilet paper and the paper towels and the napkins.
Yeah, and the napkins.
No tuna fish. What the heck?
I know.
But they're limited how much people can buy now here anyway.
Well, that's good.
Somebody wanted to buy two packages of toilet paper. They couldn't. They had to give one back. So when we went to where the car was, he opened his trunk. He had a whole load of toilet paper in his trunk.
Wait, are you serious?
Yeah, so Uncle Tom said, I don't know if he wanted to sell it
No.
on the black market. I mean, how much
There
toilet paper do
was
you need?
this couple apparently who like bought hundreds of thousands of, well, I don't really know the number. It was like thousands of hand sanitizers, and they were like gonna sell them. And then the government or like somebody shut them down and was like, this is illegal. You just like bought all this hand sanitizer. You're not allowed to sell it. And now they're stuck with like thousands of hand sanitizers.
Good for them. Good.
Yeah.
Let them be stuck. Well,
Good.
they shouldn't have. Why are they trying to do that to people?
Because they're
You know.
assholes and they're just trying to, profit on this awful situation we're in.
Right. Don't bother. It's not, be nice. That's what's wrong with everybody. Maybe that's what's wrong with the children. They're all buying the toilet paper and selling it on the black market. I
Well,
have enough of
yeah.
everything. I don't
Well,
need anything.
this is the issue. People are like acting in extremes right now. There's people I talk to, like my father, who are so unconcerned and want nothing to do with this mayhem, and they think everything's going to be fine and everybody's acting
You think
ridiculous.
you think he is. He's
No, he's.
believe me, with his position and what he does for a living, he is worried.
Okay, he's worried about the stock market. Okay, fine. But he's not worried about the toilet paper. He won't go to the grocery store. He's like refusing to go to the grocery store. Like,
Oh God, heaven help us
wait, I
all.
just thought about something. Do we have dog food in the house? Oh my
Oh,
God.
poor
Lily.
Lily. Poor Lily, no
Poor
dog food.
Lily. All right, I
Oh
gotta
my
have to
God.
check on that later. But,
Yes, you do.
or people are acting erratic and they are buying all the toilet paper in the store. It needs to be like
Yeah,
a
I know.
middle
It doesn't make
ground.
sense.
Like, there should be some planning for like if disaster really strikes, but then there should also be like, let's chill. Like, quarantine's not so bad. Let's drink. Let's like watch quarantine movies. Like, let's watch apocalypse movies. Like, let's get into the theme of everything. That's where
Right.
I
Well,
want to go.
how about paper towels? What? How much paper towels do people have to use? They're gonna wash the walls with the paper towels?
No, they're gonna I don't
What?
know. Maybe like
I don't know either.
for if you need fire fire starter, you need
And
some
you're gonna burn your paper towels?
I don't
Maybe.
know. I really don't
Go cut a
know.
tree down.
I don't
I don't know
know.
either.
But also at the
But
end of the
People acting crazy, that's for sure.
they're acting crazy, but then
You should see the wagons that are coming out of the grocery store. They are on the TV. They're chock-a-block full, bottom, top. Oh, yeah.
No, nobody's acting right. But then when we were in the grocery store and we were looking for the toilet paper and there was no toilet paper, then this I kept hearing this annoying woman who was on the phone the entire time, who was like, I guess, just in the grocery store, always wound up. She was going through the grocery store the same way we were going through the grocery store. And every time
Oh.
I ran into her, I heard her saying, like, everybody's ridiculous. Like, I'm a nurse. I'm a nurse. Everybody's acting so crazy. Like, I'm a nurse. I'm a nurse. I swear I heard her say, I'm a nurse, like 25 times. I wanted to punch her in her face. Like, people are
If you're a nurse,
allowed
go to the hospital.
to be concerned. Like, don't, okay, you're so better than us because you're a nurse. Like, you're the one who shouldn't be in public because you're the one who have been around sick people all day long.
She should be in the hospital taking care of them. they're saying.
Yeah, you should go out there and do something about it. Stop being an annoying
Who knows?
lady.
Yeah. Well, for a different subject, how about your car, your door? What happened?
Didn't even talk to you since then. What? Who told you? My mother, my
Who told
sister.
you? Anybody? Maybe it was Louis.
You haven't seen
No,
Louie. He's not leaving the
it was.
house.
No, I think it was your mother because she was saying goodbye to Louie, or thanks, Louie. And I'm saying, where did he go? What did he do? And she said he had to go and pick you up at your car or something.
Okay, yes. Oh, I had the car, and then I went to leave work on Monday, and I went to open the door. So I open the door, I get in the car, go to start the car, and then I go to close the door. But then I, you know, fell upon much confusion as I realized I could not close the door. It was not moving.
Oh my
it was stuck completely open. So eventually, after much conversation,
with who?
With my father, my mother, my sister, and Louis, they decided that Louis should come save me, and he tried to close it with some stuff, and it didn't work, so then he called AAA. And then they tied the door. And instead of towing it like normal people would just get the car towed, you know, the AAA guy and my genius boyfriend decided to tie it together with some tie. And then he drove the car to our house. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm surprised they didn't just, you know, use some duct tape or something. But, yeah, I was like, that's and I'm in Louie's car. And, you know, they're out there talking, discussing, you know, doing a man thing. And I hear the AAA guy go, like, you know, like, you could get in the car and we'll tie it. Don't let her. Do not let her drive the car. I'm like, I mean, I was not getting in that car with the door tied closed. Please. Thank you. But, you know, it's not my fault. I didn't break the car.
No, well, I guess maybe he figured it wasn't safe for you, but it was safe for
me. Oh, it wasn't safe for me. Okay. It wasn't safe for anybody, but whatever.
No, but you know how some men, they like, how do you say it? They kind of like think that women can't do things as well as men. You know that.
It's
you
called,
know that story.
I think it's called sexism.
Yeah, maybe. That's what it's called, okay.
I mean, but anyway, call me a feminist, but I think it's called sexism.
Now, who did it?
Who drove the car?
There was no note on your car? Well, somebody went into
it. Oh, yeah, so we think that somebody did hit the car.
Somebody had hit the car if the car is damaged.
Yeah, but also, like, you know, my sister usually drives our car, and she's reckless. So she might have done something that, like, she didn't tell anybody about.
Yeah, but if she did that, then you would have been able to get in it in the morning
without a problem. Oh, that's, yeah, I don't know.
It happened while you were working.
I guess, or
and
like.
Nobody left a note on the door or on the car?
No.
That's New York people, they can't give you a note if they bumped into your car?
No, nobody left a note.
Oh, that's
I don't
not
know.
Nice. Okay. That's not nice.
But it's okay.
Whoever did it out there.
It's all right.
Not nice to do to Rebecca's car.
I survived.
Well, thank God you did. Yeah, you weren't in it. Otherwise, you would have caught the guy who did it.
It was quite stressful. And yeah, this is why I don't like driving. I don't like it. It's too much.
I know. Well, I think, yeah, it's you got to be careful. I mean, you know, you didn't even do it and it happened, so. That's,
yeah.
You know, that's stressful for sure.
Well,
that is.
Thank God I have people who are, come save me.
Right.
And then Olivia, I'm on the phone when this is all happening with Olivia and my mother. And I was like, okay, I just called Louis, like he's going to come here. And Olivia's like, why didn't you just call him in the first place? I was like, because I'm not his problem yet. We're not married. I am still my father's problem. Thank you.
Exactly.
And I will bother him first.
But your father didn't come.
No, and he didn't even come, but whatever. He was still in the city at his job.
Yeah, he was working. He couldn't come. But, you know, what are you going to do? Things happen. Never mind. We got to worry about the virus now.
Yeah, I'm like, but it was like kind of nice. Like for like 2 hours, I was, you know, didn't really think about Corona. I was only thinking about, you know, how to get this car home. So that was a good
That was a good distraction.
It was a good distraction for a few hours, but then
Yeah, that was good.
I came back. I swear I'm like losing my mind. I was walking through my office just earlier, and I passed a desk that had like a piece of paper with that had like a highlighted lines on it, and I swear I looked at it real quick and I saw it say COVID-19 coronavirus update. And I was like, then I went turned around. I was like, what is this piece of paper here with some updated information that I must know right now? And then I looked at it and it had nothing to do with coronavirus. It was just my mind, losing my mind. I'm losing my mind. That's
Oh,
really what that
you're losing
was.
your mind at
I'm
such a young
seeing
age.
things.
Such a young age to lose your mind.
No, I really am.
Oh, that's
And
shitty.
I'm not even like quarantined. Like I'm getting, going to work, but like it's really just too much. It's hard to deal with.
Well, because it's not pleasant to know that, the gym is closed, the restaurants are closed, the bars are closed, the schools are closed, churches are closed.
I
You're
know
kind of like, wait a minute, what's happening?
I'm
You know.
dying to go out to eat. I swear. I just want to sit in a restaurant.
Well, you can get. You have to have to take in, take out or take in,
I
take out,
know, it's
whatever you
not the
call.
same.
No, it's not the same as sitting nice and relaxing in a restaurant. But
No.
this can't go on forever. It's gotta. They gotta get a hold on it somehow. I mean, they're trying, but they really have to get a hold on it because people can't, we can't act like this.
No.
Not going anywhere. I'm gonna have to cancel the book club. The library's closed.
Oh, no.
Well, I'm just saying, there was a bunch of people, we'd get together and talk and chat and have lunch. Now you got to cancel that. That was like a social
Well,
thing.
are all your
The
friends
library's
okay?
closed.
Are all your friends okay, Grandma? All your old friends?
Oh, more my oldies. Oldies but goodies. I suppose I haven't talked to I talked to Nancy. She was a lift, and she's on St. Patty's Day. She was, no parade. Ay, ay, ay.
No. No. It was a somber St.
It's a
Patrick's
washout.
Day. How was your St. Patrick's Day?
Good. I went to Joanne's and Tom's, Aunt Joanne and Uncle Tom's house, and then we had dinner. Mary and Bob were there. So
Oh.
that's it. That was us. That was it.
Well, it's
She picked me
good.
up
Get
and she
all the
took me
old
home.
people together. Quarantine
Yeah,
them for dinner.
and we took a picture. We took a picture of the three of us, and she sent it to Joanne and a couple of their, her in-laws. And they said, "Oh, but they're not 6 feet apart." Well, of course, you can't take a picture 6 feet apart.
Ha
I
ha
mean,
ha.
it has to be a wide, wide screen,
It
wide
would be a
video
very
screen.
wide dining room if you were all
Right.
sat 6 feet apart.
I know. Whatever. You know what? I am doing the best I can do. I mean,
Grandma, I mean, you don't have a job necessarily other than being a grandma.
right.
I mean, how many places do you go that this quarantine is really like killing you?
Well, you can't go to the movies. You can't go to the library. I
Do
was
you
going to go to the
go?
library. There was a movie playing in the library that I wanted to see. Knives Out or something? Knives Out. And that's the whole library is, I constantly get books in the library to read to keep myself occupied. That's gone.
I didn't think about that. The library being closed is truly affecting you?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry
Quite
to hear
a
that.
bit. That's true. Quite a bit. They have movies there. They have like well, the last thing I did go was St. Patty's Day. They had music at night, and he was a singer. I mean, hey, you got to do what you got to do when you can walk there. And he was very good, and that was the last thing they had. But the
Well,
library affects me. Yes, my nail salon affects me. My hair
I
salon
feel
affects
that.
me.
I feel the nail
I mean,
salon struggle right now.
and the hairdo. I mean, you want to be beautiful.
I know. I feel you.
Yeah, but that's okay. It's go I'm okay for now.
Well, that's good. Well, you have your granddaughter staying with you, don't you?
Yeah, I thought she was going to come down, but I don't know where she is. Her and Harrison are somewhere. But yes, she's here. for a while. I think she'll be here till Sunday. I'm not sure.
Well,
and I feel bad for her, too.
Are they
supposed to go to the Ice Cream Museum? That closed March 16th. She was supposed to go downtown. And then she's supposed to go downtown with Fiona with the bus, and the prom got canceled, and then the bus got canceled. So she was supposed to do a lot of things too. Now she's in the house.
Yeah.
You know.
So you guys should like watch some movies.
Yeah, but I'm just saying it's not what she planned on doing when she got here.
I know.
But there's nothing you could do. This is what the world was happening right now.
No, it's, yeah.
Hopefully it'll go away and everything will be better and, you know, nobody will have any bad effects from it.
Well, yeah.
I mean, 2 weeks is coming. Who knows what's going to happen with the Easter?
Oh, you know, Easter is canceled.
Easter's canceled too? Oh, no.
The Pope declared. You didn't hear? The Pope declared that Easter is canceled. I'm not even kidding. Like... They can't go to church in Italy. They can't even leave the house.
Yeah, no, I believe it was Easter's canceled. St. Patrick's Day was canceled. Oh, it was. Your sister's birthday's coming up.
Oh yeah, her birthday's canceled. She
canceled that too.
She won't be turning 23. It's canceled. She will remain 22.
Oh well, that's wonderful. Can I remain 65?
Yeah, well, I mean, if this is still going on when in November, when your birthday hits, you can stay 79. You don't have to turn 80.
I guess not. Hell, you never know. Did you pick out any music for us to do for our podcast yet?
No, Christopher's going to make us some or something. I don't know. We got to figure it out. Well, Christopher is also quarantined. Did you hear?
Of course. And he's staying in Boston.
Well, yeah, but his neighbors have it.
Oh, his neighbors have it. Oh, I didn't know that.
His upstairs neighbors in his apartment have corona.
Oh my god. So what is he doing? Nothing.
Well, nothing. They're just inside.
Oh, but and can he go to the grocery store? No, they can't even do that.
They can only go to the grocery store in Boston.
And he's doing classes online or he's not?
Yeah. All the colleges are doing the classes. Well, actually, they're on spring break. They're doing like 2 weeks spring break. And then they're going to do classes online.
Okay. What about Olivia?
Yeah, same thing. She's on spring break right now. Doing 2 weeks spring break.
Oh, my God. That's crazy. That's crazy.
I don't know. My sorority alumni weekend that I was supposed to go to in a few weeks was canceled. Very upsetting.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
That we've been planning for 2 years.
Will they cancel it or will they postpone it?
Well, they're probably going to try to reschedule it for the fall semester. But it's crazy. I mean, we had, like, everybody had travel plans and, like, my friend was coming up from Florida. So
oh, wow.
Now it's just all.
Well, Brookie and Stefania were supposed to go to Florida for Easter to see Aunt Suzanne. I don't know now if they're going to ever get there.
Probably not, but things might change.
Well, they didn't cancel the domestic flights yet, did they?
No, I don't think so.
So maybe, who knows? It's just a challenge. It's just a challenge all around. And what have you and Louie been doing? Anything good?
I said we went to Pennsylvania. And that was like,
and you went to the Fury.
Yeah, that was like the last thing we did. Then, yeah, he helped me with my car. but he's been at home. He's been self-quarantining.
Well, haven't you been with him? Well, you don't.
No, I haven't gone there? No, I've been home all week.
So you have to do self too. You can't go to his house.
Well, I mean, eventually I'd like to get there, but if I'm allowed in.
Oh, that's right.
We'll see.
Let him come to your house. Don't.
Yeah, he doesn't want to leave the house.
I know, so then you don't want to leave the house either.
Yeah, but what, I'm just not going to see him? I'm just going to hang out. I'm going to kill my family members. Me and my mother and my sister were in, like, a screaming match last night. And we've only been together for, like, 48 hours. Like in
Why were you in the screaming match?
I don't even know. We were screaming. And, like, my father had to break it up. He was like, girls, girls, girls. Everybody calm down. What?
Your mother doesn't scream.
My mother doesn't scream?
No.
Interesting.
Were you...
You have a different relationship with her than I do.
What were you screaming about? What was the main issue of the whole situation?
I don't know.
Was it the housewives?
No, we were like, we were just trying to make dinner. It's just, you know, stressful.
Well, three people in the kitchen is...
There's too many women in the house right now. We're not used to this.
There's only two more. There's only three.
There's four.
Your mother was... Who's the fourth? Really?
Yes.
Oh, well.
Too much estrogen. It's too much.
Because your mother was raised with two sisters. That was three. And me. That we were four.
I don't like it.
And my mother was always here.
And we go back to Louie's house where there's only men. Upstairs. Huh? No estrogen.
Oh, all right. That works. That works if you want it to work. You know, who knows? I have no answer. I got nobody. I'm here by myself.
I know, Grandma. You'll be okay.
And the phone.
They say that you should do projects around the house, you know? Mm-hmm. Got any projects you could do around the house?
No, my house is pretty well okay. You know what I'm saying? Like, I did cancel the cleaning lady.
Oh,
I
said, yeah, that's good.
Don't come.
Oh, so you could clean yourself. That's fun.
Yeah, I could do that. But, you know, one person doesn't make too much of a mess. You know, you do one dish, you do one knife and fork. You know,
yeah.
You cook a little, then you have food forever.
Yeah.
But I'm okay. I listened to my audio book. I got the TV. I make the bed, you know, look at my calendar to see what's the next thing to do. Take my walk.
Oh, look at my calendar. Oh,
yeah.
This
what
is when I wish I had a Peloton so badly.
Why?
Do you know what a Peloton is?
Nope.
It's like
if you
a...
Want it.
Well, you know, your stationary bike is like from 1978.
Oh.
It's not a Peloton.
Oh, 1940.
It's from 1940. Your stationary bike is from 1940.
No.
Oh my god. It looks like
I'm
it. I don't think they had stationary bikes back then.
Well, I do. And I'm using it and it's working fine.
Right.
And then I have my other thing that
I use. It's good for
my
you.
Feet and my arm.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then I take a walk. I mean, you're on the bike for 30 minutes. You do the other thing for 20 minutes. So you already got it. It's an hour past. And then you take a walk for another 30 minutes. So the day goes by, believe it or not.
A lot of walks.
Well, you take I only do one walk. I mean, unless I have to go to CVS or something, you know. But,
yeah.
You know, the day goes by, believe it or not.
That's good.
You know, doing whatever you got to do.
Yeah.
And then I try to talk to people so that I keep in contact with the social world.
Mm-hmm.
See what everyone's doing, saying hello, goodbye. Everyone's talking about the same thing with the virus. They can't get toilet paper.
Yeah, I know.
I'm so sick of hearing that.
Everybody is saying the same thing.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, it's hard. Like you say, I wasn't so much with the library. But the library, you can't go to the movies if you want to. You know, it's a challenge, but this too shall pass. This too shall pass, I'm sure.
Let's hope.
Oh, it's going to, definitely. I mean, they got a lot of people trying to control it, so it'll be fine. It'll be fine. We can't worry. But I don't know why you were fighting in the kitchen over dinner. You know what? You should have just said, okay, you two do it. I'm going to go sit here and watch TV.
Well, no, because it was St. Patrick's Day, so my dad put the Irish music on the TV. So I wasn't allowed to go change the channel.
Oh, geez. Well, I would have liked that.
You know, the Irish music, whatever.
Yeah, I
I
do
don't
like
know.
that. I like the Irish music.
I was
Yeah.
excited to like go to the Irish Day this weekend.
The Irish where?
You know, the Rockville Centre Irish Day.
But you didn't have it.
Well, no, it's supposed to be on Saturday, but obviously it's canceled.
It's gonna be canceled. I'm
Well,
sure it's gonna be
obviously,
canceled.
bars aren't open.
That's
Unless
true.
we just have our own, like in the street. Just like.
Oh yeah. Well, you know what? Who was telling me this? I think it was Eileen. She said that the liquor store is delivering the liquor to you now.
Oh, that's promising. You know,
That's what she said.
I was thinking that like we should really stock up on wine, like, you know, really in case something happens. We need
Well, you
like
have to take me to the
50
store then, because
bottles.
you have to take me to the store then, because I'm only down to about five.
Oh, wow, we should go to the store. That's, you
And we're going to have one tonight, I think. Who knows? Whatever. Oh, I didn't hear the clinking of the wine bottle and the.
know.
Remember?
I know.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Oh, well, forgot about
That's
that.
not all. That's not off the program, is it? You forgot to push the button?
No, next time I'll remember. Why are you
Okay.
giving away all our secrets?
What do you mean? What secrets? I just asked you when we didn't do it.
I don't know, Grandma. I can't
Okay.
think
No
straight
more.
right now.
I Ever since you found the letter on your desk about the coronavirus, I could understand that.
No, I'm really like, it's really too much. You know, at least Bravo's still running shows, so.
Well, also, I don't know, but Aunt Eileen also said that if you have Optimum, you can get the HBO station with all the movies and Star and the other one that's on.
Yeah,
Is
you've
that true? I don't know. I
probably
didn't.
I don't know. I'll look at your I'll look at your TV when I come over, but I think
Yeah.
I don't know. I really don't know.
I don't know either. I really don't know
You
either.
usually have
I'm
to
not.
pay for HBO.
Yeah, but now they're saying now it's free because everyone's quarantined, that
Oh,
they're giving you
really?
this. I don't know. I
You
didn't
know,
try it
there are
yet.
some companies that are being really good to giving out free
Oh, I have to
delivery
tell you.
service. Getting
I know.
free HBO, but then other companies like are really sucking right now, and they're like
Well.
forcing their employees to go to work when they don't
Well,
want to and they
somebody has.
don't feel comfortable.
Well, I guess somebody has to go to work in the grocery stores if they have to stack the shelves and stuff, and
Well,
the
okay,
trains. I
yeah,
guess
so there are
things that.
certain jobs that people must go to, like
Yeah.
obviously people who work in hospitals and people who work in
Yeah.
grocery stores and
They were.
But
They were.
there's other jobs
You
that
were.
it's like people could do it from home or like something like that. And companies just really are sucking.
Yeah, well, there was. They were asking that nurses that have retired to come back to work in the
What?
hospital if they're needed. Could you imagine?
What? That's crazy.
Well,
They're
I know, but
retired.
I know, but I guess they need help. I don't know, but why would you know?
But at
I don't
that
know.
point, if you're retired, you're older, and they're
Yes.
telling old people to stay inside.
Well, I guess maybe that if you're 60, 65 and you retire, maybe that's not old. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm just, I don't know the answer. And I don't think they know the answer. But
No.
I'm only hoping to believe that they are doing the best they can to find the answer.
Yes,
I
they'll
hope.
find the answer. I'm
I
glad
hope
that
so.
we could come together to get some content out there for our fans. You know, they're bored at home.
I know. Well, you know, I have to tell you, I ordered Chinese food the other day. And the Asian man came to the door. And him and I having a discussion because he's giving me the food and he's giving me all this paper. And I said, what? What? What did I say now wrong?
Came to the door.
To give me the food.
You don't have to say it's an Asian man.
Oh,
we are all
assume. You shouldn't say Chinese.
It's all, you don't have to say. You could
anyway,
just say the
man.
You could just say the man.
The man came. So he didn't understand me, and this is the point of the conversation. He didn't understand me, what I was saying, and I didn't understand what he was saying. So now we got the bed, we're having a tug of war about the food. Because instead of giving me the food, he's trying to give me the bill.
Well, you had
okay.
You had to pay.
I know. So I said, okay, I was going to say, I wanted him to come in. He wouldn't come in. So now we're having a tug of war on the bag of Chinese food.
Oh, my God.
and he's trying to hand me the bill, which I was going to say, we don't understand each other. So I finally get the bill, and it's like about 5 pages. I'm saying, what? Which ones do you want me to sign? So I signed one, and I gave him one back. I said, he's trying to figure out which one he's given me and which one I'm giving him. So he finally gives me the food. I give him the bill. He gives me the food, and he's not leaving. So I'm saying, what? the pen. I forgot to give him back the pen.
Oh, my God.
So I said, oh, you want the pen? I said, gee, I can't even steal a pen from you.
You can't
I give
steal
you a $10 his... tip, and I can't even keep the pen?
Don't steal so his didn't. Pen.
I didn't. I just didn't know what he wanted. I forgot that I took the pen to sign the paper, the receipt.
Oh, yeah, it's okay.
It was just a challenge with him and I.
It's okay.
But we laughed. He was laughing, and I was laughing. And I said, oh, yeah, this is really funny that I don't understand you. You don't understand me. You won't give me the food until I sign the paper. You don't want to come in.
But you worked it out.
Yes.
Power
it was fun.
Of communication. Nonverbal
communication. He was a very nice man. It was, you know, it was just funny that, like, if we understood one another, it would be better.
It's okay. But, you figured it out.
Yes, we figured it out.
I'm sure
he'll come again.
Yeah, okay. It's good that you're figuring out takeout and how it works at the ripe young age of 79.
I'm learning every day. I'm learning something new. And I learned how to do Libby. Oh, I learned how to do Libby. You know what Libby is?
That's where the app where you can download the rent the library books from your local library and download it onto to your personal tablet.
Right. Yep. So see, the library can stay closed. I know how to do Libby.
Perfect.
Yeah. It's not, you know, it's not easy being me.
You shouldn't be bored, Grandma. You should be very occupied with your takeout and your Libby and your HBO and your cleaning.
That's right.
You should be having a great time.
I'm having a wonderful time. I want to go out.
Yeah, me too. Oh,
but
well.
It's all right. It's okay. Everything's doing very well. I'm at least like good spirits. I talk on the telephone. We do that. We do this. You know, they send me pictures of Marco. They send me pictures of Peyton. So it's. I mean, the iPhone is very important for all that stuff. It gives you communication.
Yes, we should be lucky that we have the iPhone at this difficult time.
At this time, yes. You know. Because I don't have these other things that they, you know, you get pictures and everything. All I have is the iPhone, which is good. You know, so.
Yeah.
I am surviving, and I'm doing good.
I'm glad, Grandma. We should probably wrap this up so that people can get back to their quarantine duties.
I know, right? Oh, it's too funny. It's funny. Where are you sitting right now?
I'm in the studio.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if you were at your desk or
nowhere in the studio with the with the microphones and everything.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah.
I missed that. See, next time hopefully we can do it that way next time.
Hopefully.
You know.
I would really hope so.
Yes, because
we'll
that's
see how
fun.
Everything turns out.
Yes. It will be.
Hopefully next time we speak to all the people, we will be free. We will be going to bars. We will be going out to eat. We will be getting our nails
Hopefully.
done.
I don't know about next week, but
Probably
hopefully
not
soon.
next week.
No,
I don't
but we
know.
can still do it in the studio. I can still get out, you know, like if I'm going to go into to your studio. It's not like I'm going out like dancing.
We'll see, Grandma. I'll decide that.
Oh, will you now?
I'll
Will
let
you
you
decide
know
my fate?
when it's safe.
Okay. Well, everybody out there, be safe.
Yeah, wash your
and
hands.
God bless everybody.
Everybody relax
yeah.
and wash your hands and start drinking because it's no point.
Yes,
to
get those liquor stores to deliver the liquor without.
No point to get
no
sober
fee.
Now.
No, delivery is free.
Delivery is free. Just, you know, tip
yep.
them. Yeah, don't be an asshole.
Well, we got to tip them, but that's okay.
Yeah.
I mean, that's okay to do. I mean,
yes.
if he's doing a service. And you're getting your whistle wet, then that's okay. But you and I will have to go to the liquor store because I don't know anybody. Well, they say they're all delivering, but I don't know if that's true.
We'll find out.
I know in Rockefeller Center that guy delivers, but I'm not. I keep asking this fella. You need a license, I think. I don't know. Maybe you don't need a license now because of this coronavirus.
I'll call them. I'll see if they deliver.
Yeah, I'm not positive about that.
All right, well.
I have white wine that is the dark horse.
Oh, that's good for my mother. She'll like that.
Yes.
You know, she
yes.
has to have
a
Chardonnay.
Right, that's it. And maybe for Olivia. Olivia was having an attack. She had to use the inhaler. I don't know what happened to her.
Oh, well,
but anyway.
Yeah, we got to keep her away from the corona.
Ugh, this corona.
Oh my God.
Well, you know what? Next year we'll be thinking about this and saying, wow, wasn't so bad with all the experience that we're having.
Well, you know.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, people are dying, but that's a different story.
Well, you know, those people, I don't know, maybe they had other side of, you know, things. You know, wrong before this. Who knows?
Well, yes, that's part of it. You know, if you're in bad health, it affects you more. But the end of the day, we got to stay safe, Grandma. So we're keeping you inside.
That's right. Right. Stay safe and healthy and wealthy and wise.
Oh, that's great advice.
Right.
Thank you, everybody, for listening to Great Minds Drink Alike. You know, follow Grandma on Instagram. Follow me on Instagram. What's your Instagram,
right.
Grandma? At Betty Ann Bracco.
It's Betty Bracco. I think
no,
it's Betty Ann Bracco or Betty Bracco.
It's at Betty Ann Bracco, and I'm at Rebecca Hines. And send us your
right.
questions to greatmindsdrinkalikepodcast@gmail.com, and we will answer them.
Right. Correctly.
Correctly.
Best we can.
All right.
Yeah.
Bye.
All right. Bye.
Bye, Grandma.
Bye-bye, honey.